So at what point does it become weird if you've never met the person your friend is dating? Allie wants to know.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some advice for a friend because I'm starting to worry about her.
Okay.
My friend's been dating this guy for almost 2 years, but none of us have ever met him.
Hmm.
At first, we thought, okay, well, maybe they're just private people.
Yeah.
But now it's starting to feel like really strange. He says he's a personal trainer.
Okay.
And another friend of ours got curious, looked him up online. The weird part is there are a bunch of people with his name who are trainers. But there's not much information that clearly connects to him.
Mm.
My friend has only shown us one picture of him, and it's the exact same picture from his LinkedIn profile for his fitness company. And there aren't really any other pictures of them together. No social media presence. Nothing.
Hmm.
So whenever we invite her places, she's always she always says she'll come. But then it turns into, oh, he's too busy. Or I'm with him, so I can't make it. If we suggest she just bring him along, sometimes she won't respond at all. The reason this is bothering me is because she's not someone who lies or makes up stories.
Yeah.
She's never been the type to invent a boyfriend or create drama, so I don't want to accuse her of anything. But after 2 years and no one's met this guy, I'm starting to wonder if she's being catfished or if there's something else going on.
Okay.
So how do we approach this without making her feel like we don't trust her? Has anyone else dealt with a situation where a friend was dating someone they couldn't verify was actually real?
Oh, that's weird.
Thanks in advance. Like, nobody's met this person.
Yeah. And you're like, group, nobody. Hey.
And nothing on social media at all. Like, no pictures of them together.
I wonder if, okay, let's say, because there are two avenues. One, the guy or the person is not real.
Sure.
And this, and she is legitimately being catfished.
Or it's been strictly online.
Or
so far.
Yeah. Or this person is real, but has another life. Meaning, like, their friend is embarrassed that she's the other woman.
The other person.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so maybe that's why it's like, hey, got to keep him secret because he's got secrets and I am part of that secret and I don't want
either way, this doesn't
all.
Sound good.
No,
this
it doesn't.
Does not sound
it doesn't.
Good
and it's
or healthy
2 years.
For Allie's
2 years.
Yes, that's a lot.
2 years. Like if there's not a future,
yes.
You gotta cut and run.
Well, and then I don't know how close Allie is with her friend's family.
Yeah,
like have they met this boyfriend? I'm guessing no.
I'm guessing no. All right.
Like this all feels like, Allie, I feel like your spidey senses are right in thinking this feels weird. It feels weird to all of us.
Yeah, it does feel weird to us. Has anybody dealt with that? I mean, I feel like you've got to just say, hey, none of us believe he's real.
Right.
I think you've just got to say that.
Yeah. Just be like, hey, this is something bothering
him.
Me. Yes.
Bring him here.
You guys, we have hung out with you. They're close enough that they hang out. They go places together. Uh-huh. And in 2 years, you've never brought him around us.
Either
are you
that
embarrassed
or,
of us?
Yeah.
Are you? And maybe that's what you do. You kind of like approach it that way. Like, are you concerned
is
about
it us?
Yeah, how we're going to come off to him? Or, you know, what's going on? We'd love to meet him. You love him. He's a part of your life. And we'd love to have him be comfortable around us.
Okay, so give us some scenarios at 502-795-1997.
That we might be missing to
why,
reason.
Yes, as to why maybe she's not bringing him around.
Okay.
Or maybe you waited a long time to introduce your partner to your
friends
friend group.
And online. Because again, she's not, there's no social media presence of them together either.
All right, we'll take some of your stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. Is Allie's friend being catfished? It's 99.7 DJX. It's been 2 years since her friend's been dating this
person. Yep.
And they've never seen anything in person about this guy.
Or online.
They know.
She's not posting anything on social media with them together. Yeah. There's one picture they've seen and it's his LinkedIn profile picture.
Yeah. And he says he's some sort of personal trainer.
Yep.
And they've kind of looked up the name and personal trainer, and apparently there are a lot of names
that are personal trainers.
Right.
Exactly.
That have his name.
Ashley says the no social media and only one picture of the thing, which is the same as LinkedIn, that makes us feel like this is catfishy. Very catfishy.
Yeah. Now, Sophie has a story and says could be a fake boyfriend situation, but says that her best friend has a boyfriend who's a little bit older, doesn't want to hang out with any of her friends.
Oh.
Says knows it's weird. The friend group deals with it. And then says she's even moved to another state with this guy and we haven't met him. It's been 2 years. But even now, I hear him on the phone when we're on the phone. So I know he's real. Okay. It's just all seems very weird.
That is very strange.
Yeah, that might be a thing. Like, hey, get him on the phone. Like maybe the next time. Hey, I want to say something to this guy.
But doesn't that feel like she's maybe in a controlling relationship if the boyfriend doesn't want to meet the people that are important to her in her life? That's a little strange.
Now, Patty says, thinking maybe the guy's in prison or jail.
Oh.
And she's embarrassed because she's talking to someone, you know, who's in prison or in jail or something like that.
That could be.
You know, and that may be why nobody's met him.
That would fit. That would fit the situation. Lisa says, I had a friend who was in the same situation. We always heard about how great this guy was, mm-hmm. how she met him here and there. But since we never met him, I started to question if he was a catfish. And as a matter of fact, the story he gave her about his life was a story many on Catfish used on the show Catfish. Once I started questioning her about being catfished, the guy slowly disappeared and we never talked about him again. And it was weird.
Interesting. But what we've learned is that this is not necessarily a unique situation.
No.
Natalie rolls in and says, dated a guy for 3 years. By year two, I finally met some of his other friends. They didn't believe I existed because he did not bring me around at all. Come to find out, he was actually cheating on me with two other women. So that may be why they hadn't brought him around or me around.
Okay.
He didn't want his friends to find out.
Oh.
So I see.
That would also fit.
I was going to say, I kind of go back to this person has another life.
Right.
And she is embarrassed that she's the other woman. Like, right. She knows she's the other woman.
That could be, too.
Because
and she doesn't want to risk the judgment.
There are acquaintances of mine who were in a relationship like this for 10 years. 10 years.
Oh, that's a lot of stress.
10 years.
That's a lot to juggle.
Knowing they were the other person. I feel bad. Because that's 10 years wasted because it was a, hey, I'm going to leave this person.
Oh,
hang on.
Just give me a little bit longer.
Just give me a little bit longer. Hang on.
And then after 10 years, they finally decided that's never happening.
I don't know how that ended, honestly.
Wow.
But yes, it was like a 10 year thing. So maybe it's
there
a situation
a
like that.
There are a lot of possibilities that this could actually fit. John says, they're being catfished, figured it out, is embarrassed, and doesn't know how to end it without feeling or looking like a fool. Mm. One-on-one conversation with questions from a place of love so they know you're a safe space. Like, hey, friend, you've been dating this person for nearly 2 years, and we haven't met him. Are you okay? I'm kind of, like, worried you're being catfished or something.
Yeah.
Maybe come at it like that.
I think you gotta.
And then just
from a place
see
of caring,
how they react.
Like you care about them.
Right. Like, you know, this. People typically share their relationships with their friends.
Right.
And we
love
you.
Are we not friends?
Right. Are you worried about...
Do you hate us? You obviously hate us.
Yes, exactly. Say that. Over some margs. Just get some margs and say, hey, girl, what's up?
Bring your person around.
Well,
we want to meet your person.
We love you. We want to love him.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. I know that's kind of tough being the friend in all this.
Right.
And you're trying to convince your friend to...
Ooh, like ask, oh, hey, what gym does your boyfriend personal train at? And then like...
No, okay.
Go get a membership or try to... Hey, you know what? I've been thinking about getting in shape. Do you think your boyfriend might like give me a special rate on training?
Right, right. You could go that way too.
Could go that route too.
Good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.